Betty's calling us from Redmond. Hi, Betty.
Hi there. Let me turn on my radio. Something you just said I heard and got my ears perked up right away.
Uh-oh.
I have constant problems with sinuses living in this environment. When I go to hot, dry country, it goes away. But the problem I have then is I have this constant either mucus or phlegm, depending on whether it's my sinuses or my lungs. I'm not too sure where it's coming from. And it is so bad. I'm wondering, when I heard you talk about potassium iodide, if maybe I could do some kind of dosing of that and see if it will then kill whatever germs are maybe in my sinuses. And I don't know how I deal with my lungs, but anyway. And then kind of maybe this guy you were just talking to, maybe a low dose, like the 6 drops or something regularly, because I never, ever get rid of the problem unless I go to the hot, dry country.
Gotcha. Well, remember,
it's been bad this year, maybe because we've had so much rain. Even though I've been tested for mold, theoretically I don't have a mold problem. I think I have a mold problem.
Okay. Well, what potassium iodide does is kills germs. If this is a pure allergic reaction, and what I mean by pure allergic reaction is just the cells don't like that pollen or whatever, nothing to do with germs, we're still going to get that, and the potassium iodide does nothing about that. However, if the mucus or the phlegm is anything but either a watery mucus or white,
Right. It's been really bad this year, and it is. It's always white. It's not yellow or green like you get with colds. But it just keeps coming, and it's been worse and worse lately, and it's been very hard. I just can't get rid of it.
Well, then you're less likely to be helped with potassium iodide because, remember, it's not going to deal with that allergic problem. It's going to deal with any infection that
can be
secondary.
I think that there's some low-level maybe infection, because although I'm extremely healthy generally, every virus on the planet knows where I am. If I move to Timbuktu, they follow me.
Okay, I wonder if you could make some money on that, ma'am. I don't know. Sorry. Okay. Well, there's a short-term thing one could do with potassium iodide, and it has to be short-term. If it's going to be longer-term, you got to work with a doctor and be concerned about possibly suppressing the thyroid. But the short-term thing is that it really is quite safe. Well, let me illustrate how safe it is. There was an article published in one of the British medical journals about a fellow who came home drunk, reached into the refrigerator, and swallowed what he thought was a bottle of beer, and it turns out it wasn't. He was drunk all right, but that was his wife's potassium iodide bottle. She was a cleaning lady, and she used it for a lot of cleaning. He swallowed a whole blinking beer bottle full of potassium iodide, and he landed in the hospital, and he had a slight fever, and they kept him under observation for 3 days because they thought maybe he had a tiny rhythm disturbance in his heart. But after 3 days, they let him go, couldn't find anything the matter, and that's that. So I'm not at all recommending you to do a beer bottle worth of potassium iodide.
I don't drink beer, so we won't run into that.
Okay. I'm just telling you that acutely, it's very hard to overdose. However, long-term, well, I won't repeat myself. Work with a doctor on that one. Short-term, okay, it's perfectly okay to take 12 drops of potassium iodide. You put it into water, and you drink it on down, and here comes the potassium iodide taste. And you do that every 3-4 hours while you're awake, and if it doesn't clear anything within 48 hours, it's not going to, ma'am. But we had a caller to the program maybe 2 or 3 programs ago who said, wow, that really cleaned out my sinuses. So if there is a germ in there, it's going to get it, and then you just stop. Just stop, because it is a germ killer, but it's a relatively safe one in the short term.
Well, that's an excellent thought. I'm going to try that. Is there any way to determine if this stuff is actually coming from my sinuses or it's coming from the lungs?
Other than where if it's coming out your nose or you're coughing it up, but we can all tell the difference between those two.
I end up coughing it up, but I have this, you know, sinus drainage issue, so I don't know if it's going down and coming back.
There's no other way of telling them where it's coming from, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would this treatment do anything for it if it's in my lungs?
Yes, ma'am, because it gets into all the respiratory secretions. And in fact, what it probably would do would make you cough up more, because it not only gets into the secretions and kills germs, but it liquefies them. And it makes them looser, in fact, and easier to get up. But again, if you don't do it for more than 48 hours, you're not going to get into trouble. And I'll take that back. There is the rare person who is allergic to iodide. And when they are, they know it. They take a dose and, blah, I feel awful. And some people get a skin rash. But other than that, if you're not allergic, then you're okay for a short term.
How much water do you need to dilute it in?
That's totally a matter of taste, because it's the 12 drops that are doing the work. And some people say, that tastes awful, and they put it in 8 ounces. And other people say, I don't mind, and they stick it into a shot glass.
Okay, so I can do that. Well, then I'm going to try that. I think that's just an egg. Oh, the other thing you mentioned is this dry macular degeneration program. And you
yes,
said
ma'am.
There somebody, if I understand this, that I missed a little bit of it. There's somebody named Tony Pendleton that's in charge of it, and they can answer questions about the program. Is that what you said?
Well, a little mix up there. The Dry Macular Degeneration Program is one we've had since the 1980s. All the doctors know all the details, and one just checks in with the Tama Clinic doctor to talk it over to see if it's applicable to them. Now, the other one was a recognition, which just means pulling people out of early Alzheimer's. It's based on the work of Professor Dale Bredesen from the University of California at Los Angeles. And we've set up a program at Tahoma Clinic. And Tawny, it's T-A-W-N-I, not Tony, T-A-W-N-I,
oh.
Pendleton, she's the lady who knows the most about it right now.
Okay, I catch that. Okay, then I've got that straight, too. All right, thank you very much for your information. I'm going to go right about using that potassium iodide to see how that works. Have a great
okay.
day.
You too, ma'am. And now it's time for our break.